face test group needs a computer.
Catherine is the gal for that. She can handle any numbers you put in front of her.
The powerful movie Hidden Figures is based on a true story of African-American women who were mathematicians working at NASA in the 50s and 60s. They were an integral part of astronaut John Glenn's spaceflight on Apollo 11.
That's John Glenn.
What do you guys do for NASA?
Calculate your launch and landing site.
Calculating flight information at a time when they were not permitted to use the same restrooms with white co-workers.
Definitely those moments of female empowerment when she finally doesn't have to walk like half a mile to the colored bathroom and Katherine Johnson can finally go to the bathroom where her desk is right nearby.
American history teacher Joanna Bott. She wanted to blend the movie viewing into a classroom lesson. So after students returned from the Regal on Elmwood in Buffalo, they gathered for a variety of cross-curricular activities created by teachers and students celebrating the achievements of women.
I think I'm very honest with them, and I told them I didn't know about these women until, you know, many of them, until you approached me. And it just shows, and this is my content, this is what I love. It shows us how many wonderful stories there are to uncover and how many inspirations there are around us. We just need to talk about it and experience it together.
You could feel the energy as students changed classes to participate in different learning sessions, fresh off their field trip to see the film.
I heard about the movie previously before seeing the trailer shown in our homeroom classes, and I found it intriguing to see anyway because I adore historical dramas.
Isabella Jankowski is a senior. She told WBFO watching the movie was an eye-opening experience for her.
One part that really got me was when she was typing up the reports for her and her colleague, and her colleague was, of course, a white male who, of course, looked down upon her, which is something that everyone is aware of that happened during this time, but he specifically went up and told her to not put her name next to his.
In Bott's classroom, students watched movie trailers they created, featuring themes of racism and sexism of well-known women from past and present about overcoming barriers as females.
Ellen DeGeneres and Misty Copeland, Michelle Obama.
I personally never felt like there was something that I couldn't do, and I know my classmates haven't really either, because here you're kind of taught, like, you're going to be a doctor, you're going to be a lawyer, you're going to be, like, in these high positions.
Miranda Nemeth is also a senior. She was fascinated to learn how just a little more than 50 years ago, African-American women were struggling in the workforce.
Weird to see because you hear about it so much, but then you go and you see, like, it actually happening. You see, like, them experience emotions. It's some things you just can't, like, picture accurately when you're reading about it, and to see, like, the struggle and, like, just how bad it was for them, just how people had to fight through and, like, bite their tongue and, like, not say anything, like, pick the moments. It's just amazing to see after reading it all.
And coming off of last weekend's powerful and massive women marches across the country, these young women say they feel confident to achieve in the future without those barriers that once existed.
I never knew about these women, and they're so big.
And from the very beginning, we try to have lessons that have this message of social justice doesn't care what color you are, it doesn't care your religion, it doesn't care who the president is at the moment, it doesn't care what your sex is. This is something we need to be committed to all the time.
It makes me see how far we've come today, that only 50, 60 years ago, women couldn't be engineers, scientists, mathematicians. They would be the only woman in a male-dominated field, and even then, they'd be looked down upon. And now, even though there is still some arguments about equality, it is a much more equal opportunity for every woman.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.